Channy was born on the 19th of January, 1954, and died October 23rd, 1966, near Reddit, Ontario. Channy Winjack was an Anishinaabe boy from Ontario when he ran away from his residential school by Kenora at age 12. Subsequently, he died from hunger and exposure to the bad weather. His death in 1966 sparked national attention to the first inquest and treatment of Indigenous children in Canadian residential schools. Channy Winjack grew up in Ogoski Post on the Martin Falls Reserve with his parents, sisters, and two dogs.
Ogoski Post did not have a day school at age 9. Winjack and three of his sisters were sent to Jeffrey Indian Residential School, more than 600 kilometers away, where he was given the name
Charlie.
The residential school was called Cecilia Jeffrey School and was ran by the Women's Missionary Society of the Presbyterian Church in Canada and was paid for by the federal government.
During the 1960s, 150 students lived at Cecilia Jeffrey attending classes at schools in Kenora. Winjack started the residential school when he was 9 years old and placed in grade 1. After 2 years, he was put in remedial class with special instructions in English and arithmetic. The principal of the school remembered Winjack as a boy with good sense of humor.
On the 16th of October in 1966, Winjack and two of his friends escaped from the school. During their afternoon time on the playground, they were wearing only light cotton clothes when they ran away. This was Winjack's first and last attempt at escape. Many children ran away that day from the school. They all had died from loss of limbs to frostbite or accidents.
Winjack ran away from the school because he was sexually and physically abused at the residential school, like many children did. Winjack made it to his friend's cabin, where they walked 5 kilometers to get there, but when they did, there was no one there, so they lighted a few matches to put in their glass jar. They survived for 36 hours before the temperature went down to between -1 and -7. With only cotton, a windbreaker, and no food, they found his body bruised from repeated falls.